Okay, today's daf is Beitza Daf Lamed. We are up to the fourth parak in Maseches Beitza, but there's one thought that I did not mention for yesterday's daf, so I just wanted to be mashlim, and then we will start the fourth parak. We mentioned it earlier in the Masechta, but I just wanted it to connect it to yesterday, and that is the Gemara had a whole discussion about limitations on the heter of ochel nefesh. The Gemara said on top that one is not able to do the second sifting. Ain shonin kemach b'yantif. And we discussed why is that it is a daraisa, is that it is a darabanan, Rashi, Tosfos, the Ramban, the Ran, and all the Rishonim. Let's assume that it's an issa daraisa, like the pashas of Rashi, like because efshalasosa be'erav yantif, or like Tosfos that there's a fundamental limitation on heter ochel nefesh milisha ve'elach. What if somebody sifted on yantif when they weren't supposed to and they're violated the issa daraisa? Do they get malchus for that isser? Is that the regular isser of doing malacha on yantif when you weren't supposed to? So that is a discussion of the achronim. It's not so clear. If I would not have a heter of ochel nefesh, and then I would do the isser, I would do the malacha, do I get malchus? Is that considered regular malacha of yantif? What is that? What is the issue? The issue is what Tosfos mentions earlier on Daf Yud Beis. The sugya called a hadre li'isura kama. Tosfos there is discussing the isser of bringing nedarim and nedavos on yantif. Sugya that we discussed for 4 or 5 lot earlier in the Masechta. Bringing karbanas, voluntary karbanas on yantif. Let's say that it's an isser daraisa. We don't paskin that. Rather, the Gemara said on Daf Chafalach Mabez already, Chafim Abez, lo tamer that this is an isser darabanan, but it's also an isser daraisa. So if somebody would be makrib nedarim and nedavos on yantif, so do they get malchus? Is that a real issa daraisa fully, like originally, or not? And that's the sugya. As Tosfos says, it's a hadre li isura kama. Going back to the first isser, what does that mean? If I have an isser, and then the Torah has an allowance for that isser, and then there's an exception to the allowance, does step 3 go back to step 1, or is step 3 a new isser? So, for example, what was Tosfos talking about? There's a heter of ochel nefesh, and then there's an isser of nedar, and then there's an, there's an isser malacha on yantif, then there's a heter of ochel nefesh, and then there's a limitation to that isser. So, do I say that now I'm back to step 1, and therefore you get malchus, because it's just like there was no heter in the first place? Or do I say no? It's not like there was no heter in the first place. There was a heter, and now there's a limitation to that heter, but it's not like you're back to the first stage. So that you wouldn't get malchus. So it's the same question here by Ein Shonin, right? Do I say a hadre li isura kama? Where else does this come up? This just came up in Mitzvah Shir a couple of days ago. I'll mention it again. By the way, there was a daf be'ian shir last night. Feel free to listen on the OU website, OU.org, about Basis L'davar Ha'asar, one of the sugyas that we have touched on in this Masechta. The Menachas Chinuch in Tav Kuf Ayin Zayin discusses, there we know there is a mitzvah aseh. There are 3 mitzvahs actually, but there is a mitzvah aseh upon a landowner to allow his worker to eat from the field while he was working from the field. All different details to that. If I have somebody working in my vineyard, I have to let him eat the grapes while he's working. But there is an isser. There is an isser for the worker to take more than he's supposed to. It's an isser daraisa, quoted, v'katafta milulus b'yadecha v'chermesh losanev al-kamas re'echa v'kelicha lositein. That's the language of the isser. He can't take more than he's supposed to. What if he does take more than he's supposed to? So the Sefer HaChinuch says he gets 2 averis. He gets the isser of stealing, and he gets the isser of el-kelicha lositein, 2 isurim. And the Minchas Chinuch notes that the Rambam does not mention gazel. Doesn't mention it. And he wonders why. Why wouldn't it be stealing? If he takes more than he's supposed to, that's stealing. Okay, there's an added isser also. But why isn't it also stealing? Rambam doesn't mention it. Suggest the Menachas Chinuch, maybe the machlokas is about a hadri l'isur kama, like our sugya. The Torah says it's an isser of stealing. Then the Torah gives an allowance for a worker to eat in the field. And then the Torah says, but don't take too much. So is that third step going back to step 1? Or no, there's always an isser. You're never going to get back to the original gezel. The Sefer HaChinuch holds a hadri l'isur kama. So it goes back to the isser of gezel. Step 3 goes back to step 1. Mashiachin, maybe the Rambam holds, you don't say a hadri l'isur kama here. Once you say there's a heter, and there's limitations on the original isser, and we never get back to the original isser. Okay, just one hara I forgot to mention of a hadri l'isur kama. Again, it came up on Daf Yud Beis. It comes up here, and it comes up there in the Menachas Chinuch in Tuf Kuf Ayin Zayin Ozbeis in the mitzvah in Kiseise. So now we get into the fourth parak Here in Meseches Beitza, this Amud slash daf is full. We shouldn't think that Beitza slows down at all. And as we continue going through the Mesechta, there are major topics as we continue in this entire Mesechta, all the way through the fifth parak. There are five prakim here in Beitza, through the 40th blot, daf mem, which is what we have, our 11 blot left. Okay, Hamevi Kadayayim Mimakom Lamakom. We start off with a related topic that we were just talking about, Zilzul Yantif Halachos. If somebody is schlepping jugs of oil from place to place, Rashi points out, within the Tchum, you're not violating any Malacha, you're within the Tchum, B'toch HaTchum, Al Yedei Eruv, if you're going Mimakom Lamakom, Lo Yevi'im B'Sala B'Kupa, you cannot bring them in a big basket or a box. Rashi says to put three or four in a box and put that on your shoulder and, you know, bring the whole back. Why? Because that looks like it's a weekday activity. Rashi says, Dinira kemaisa dechol lases masos. Right? It's like you're schlepping. It's a weekday type of activity, so you're not allowed to do that. Aval, maybe hu akteifo, olefanav, but you could bring single jugs, not putting it in a box. One or two jugs you could bring and carry them, because that is not a weekday activity. That's obviously because you need them for Yantif. So that is Mutter. The Tosfos Yantif points out that the issue here isn't how many jugs. The Isser is how you carry the jugs. Meaning if you carry three of them in your hands without putting it into a box, that also would be okay. Rashi just is giving examples. One or two versus three or four. If you put one jug in a box and carry it, that also would be Isser. Right, the issue is how you carry it, says the Tosfos Yantif, not how many are being carried. That's his issue. De la olam isura besalo bakupa, the aheter bektefo, de bishinu italia milsa lo bemispar. The how and not the what is the issue. Number one. V'chein, similarly, hamoleches ateven, lo yavshelos hakupa la'achorav, amaviya hubiyado. If somebody is bringing straw, one shouldn't put it on their back like in a knapsack and carry it behind them, because that kinir'eh appears like you're doing malacha and taking it to a faraway place. Avavio biyado. You need some straw. You need some straw to use for firewood. You need some straw to sit down on in your living room. You can bring a little bit in your hands, but don't put it into a big box. Last line. Umaschilin ba'aremas hateven avalo be'etzim shebamuksa. And a person could start taking from the pile of straw in his backyard that was really set up for... you could take it to use for firewood, even though it's not muhan, it was a big pile of wood in your backyard, but you're allowed to take it. What does that line sound like? Sounds like there's no isra muksa. Even though it wasn't designated before Shabbos, you're allowed to be maschil and take from it. Next line, of a low beitzim shabbat muksa, but you can't take wood that is in your undesignated area in your backyard. That line sounds like there is an Isra Muksa, and the Gemara is going to ask an obvious stira between these two lines in the end of our Mishnah. Good. Tana, says the Gemara, im e efsher l'shanos mutter. What if you can't be Mishana? Right, you're supposed to be Mishana when I'm schlepping something on Yantif. Let's say I have to do it very quickly. Let's say Rashi says there are a lot of guests that are coming and I need to quickly make sure that they have enough space to sit on or enough food to eat and not to make the fire big or whatever the case is. Im e efsher l'shanos mutter. Then it's mutter, right? Because then, you know, the issue of zilzul Yantif and it's a Rabbanan, you know, it's pushed aside because we don't have a choice and I need to do this for Yantif. As we're going to talk about, the Mishnah in Shabbos says, what if I have to make room for a shear? Right? I have to make, there's a big area, I have to put straw down in order for enough people to have place, or I have to make room to remove it. You know, as we said yesterday, there's shear man Yantif. I forgot the case that I was referring to. The cases of there was shear man Yantif. We had the Gemara and Daf Tazov Mebezer, Blazer was giving shear, and the other one was the Gemara and Daf Chaf Aleph. Right, or if you remember where Rav Huna was asked by Rav Avya Saba a question, and he answered him, I can't answer you now, because he was too tired, based on the Pasuk and Shira Shirim. So he didn't give him an answer until the next day. That was the other time. It was we had a Shira on Yantif, and we had it yesterday as well. Okay, so asking Rava b'Mechuza, Rava made a takana in Mechuza, that this is how there should be a little change of masui, a little change of carrying items. This is the change. Daru b'duchka, those usually carried, or items that are usually carried on the shoulder, lidaru b'rigla, lidru b'rigla. They should carry with a type of pole, or it's translated as a pitchfork, meaning you should do it in a way that is a little easier. Rashi says all of these are a little easier. If I carry directly on my shoulder, it's harder. But if I have it supported by a big stick, by a big fork, so that would make it easier. Be mishane. Rashi says, ukeshu mishane, yishane lahakel masa'o. The lo laharbos torach biyantif. Make it easier in some way. Make it easier. The darb, even though we had earlier, easier might mean more trips. Right, it means less of a schlep, but more trips. But still, each one is an easier schlep, and therefore it would be considered a shinui and less of a zilzal of yantif. The daru b'rigla, the daru b'agra. Those who usually carry it with rigla, with this pitchfork, they should carry it with agra, which is a type of pole that is put between two people that also make it easier. The daru b'agra, lidru b'achfa. If those who usually carry it with this pole between two people, you should carry it with a hand pole, something even smaller that makes it easier. The Dara Ba'achba, what if they always do it in that fashion? So what's the change? Nifros Sudra Ilave. They should put a sheet over the barrel, right? Put a sheet over the items, right? Rashi says, Shinui Ba'alma. Something's different. So when people, or we ourselves, are involved in the activity, we'll remember it's Yantif. And we won't act in a regular weekday fashion. V'im lo afshar, as we said before, if none of these are possible, shari. D'amar mar, im efshar l'shanos mutter. As the Brisa says up above, if you can't do any of these, it's mutter. Amar le'rav chanan barava le'rav ashi, amar rabbanon, kama de'efshar l'shanu yim esharnina b'yamatava. We know that whatever change can be done on Yantif, that's what's supposed to be done. But v'hohani nashi, t'kam magin chatzvayu mayu b'yamatava. What about those women who fill up their big barrels of water on Yantif from the river? Those women don't do anything different, right? So how could that be on Yantif? You have to do things differently. How about those women? So Amalei Mishum Delo Efsha. The problem there is because there's no choice. It's Ein Breira. How are you going to be Mishana by schlepping the water up? What are you going to do? Heichi levit, demalya b'chatzva rabba, demalya b'chatzva zuta. What? That's what we just said. Right? If you have big barrels, you can use the small ones. Kamafsha b'hilucha. Right? You're gonna have more trips then. And who says that's better? We had a Gemara earlier that thought it was better, but here the Gemara is saying maybe not. You're gonna have more trips up and down from the river. Maybe that's more of a zilzal of yantif. Demalya b'chatzva zuta, demalya b'chatzva rabba. Well, the other way, if they usually use small jugs, they should use big jugs, kamafshi b'masui. So they're going to have heavier schlepping. So either way, there's a downside. Techasye binachtema, should you try to cover it with some type of lid? And in that way, Rashi says it's a wooden lid. So zimnin denafel vasilasuye, maybe it'll fall down, and you might come to carry the lid. So, Barami Lublin in the back points out, isn't it Yantif? Well, there's no Gzeir Shemi Avirenu on Yantif. What are you worried about? Let's look at the Maharam. Discusses that issue. What the issue is in the Gemara. Tikterei, should you tie it down to the rest of the barrel? Zibnin de Mifsak, maybe the tie will rip or open up. Va'asi Lemikter, you'll come to retie it. That Malach is Asar on Yantif. Kshira. Tifro Sudra Ilave, should you spread a sheet, some type of garment or material on top of it, not a hard wooden lid. Zimnin demitmish b'maya. Maybe it'll get soaked in the water, in the liquid, va'asi l'dei schita. And you'll come to squeeze it out, which is an isadar aisa. Hilkach lo efshar. So defending the women, there's nothing to talk about. Right, what are they supposed to do, says Ravashi? There's no shinui that doesn't have a downside. Good. Ask Tosfos, why, in our case, in Ravashi's answer, is he worried about putting the sheet on it, Gzeira Shema Yischot, and we weren't worried about it a few lines ago. A few lines ago we said, if those who remember, Dara Ba'achba put a sheet on it. I thought, you can't put a sheet on it. Gzeira Shema Yischot, Schita, squeezing out liquid from a garment on Shabbos is an Isadar Isa. So why here are we not worried about Schita? So says Tosfos, two answers. Number one, says Tosfos, in Dibur Maskil Zimnin, V'yesh Lomar, Dila El Mayri B'chavis Shesasim Kulo, U'Piv Tzor, V'lakach Lo Chashin L'Schita. Maybe the earlier case, we're not talking about big jugs that you put into the water to gather the water from the river. We're talking about a wine barrel. So maybe that has a very, very skinny opening on top. So we're not worried that the garment is going to get saturated. Number two, v'od yesh lomar, tahacha mayri v'schitas mayim, tasur bisham libun. What are we talking about here in the second case? Water. Water, there's a gzera of schita. Earlier, there isn't. Oh, talking about wine. Why? Tosis is alluding to what he says many other places, especially in Masechah Shabbos. Tosis quotes, there are two types of schita. There's schita of two different malachos. There's schita, and this is what we paskin. There's a schita of dash and a schita of libun. Schita of dash, squeezing out in the malach of threshing. What does that have to do with squeezing out fruit on Shabbos? Is the malacha of dash. So similarly, squeezing out liquid from a garment where I am interested in the liquid. Let's say I'm squeezing wine out of a shirt, and I'm saving the wine. So that's an Isser Doraisa of Dosh, because you're interested in the liquid that gets squeezed out, and that's not called Libun, because the shirt gets no cleaner when you squeeze the wine out of a shirt. The only time you have Schita of Libun, of Malabin, of cleaning, is when it's water. Because a clear liquid, or soda, like Sprite or seltzer, because then it gets clean. It's part of the cleaning process. Remember, we said a few days ago, there are three stages of the dish, of the washing machine, the modern washing machine cycle, and each one of the three is usser on Shabbos. The soaking, and the agitating, and the rinsing. Each one of those help the cleaning process. So that's Tosis's answer. Beforehand, we were talking about wine. That's an isser of schita of dash. And there's no isser where it's going to go li'ibud. It's going to go on the ground. The Achronim wonder, maybe you'll squeeze it back into the barrel. But we said, no, it's a tiny, skinny little top on top. You're not going to be able to get it back in. So Mistami, you're going to squeeze it out to just get it less wet. You're going to squeeze it onto the floor. There's no isser daraisa there. So we're not going to be gozer mishum that. But in the second case, it's the isser of schita of the water. So that we're going to be gozer. Because then the isser is just squeezing the water out. And therefore, it is a problem. Okay, that is the Tosfos. The Rashba says maybe earlier we were talking about fruit, not even wine. So it's even better. Who says we were talking about, just says if you're carrying barrels. Who says we're talking about any type of liquid? So it's the same fundamental answer as Tosfos, but it's even a little stronger that it's talking about fruit before and not even liquid. So therefore, Ravashi answers back to the Gemara, there's nothing for these women to do. They just do it the normal way. Amale Rava Barav Chanin La Abaya Tanan, 1 minute. Our Mishnah says in a week from now, Daf Lamed Vav, all the Isurei Derabanan of Shabbos and Yontif, many of them. Ein Metapchin. One is not allowed to be Mitapeach. What's that? Clapping. You're not allowed to clap on Shabbos or Yontif, says the Mishnah. Vein Mesafkin. I'm not allowed to slap my hand onto my leg as a form of a beat. The Ein Meraktin. No dancing. Right, this is the Issa D'Rabbanan, famous Issa D'Rabbanan of Gezeira Mishum, you might come to fix a musical instrument. All musical activities, playing instruments and other musical activities are usur on Shabbos and Yontav. Gezeira Shem Yisak and Klei Shir. Right, that's the Mishnah. V'ha idna d'chazina d'avdin hachi. V'lo amrina lo v'lo midi. And today, Rava says to Abaya, we see people do this and nobody says a word about them. People are clapping, people are banging their hand on their legs. Omer Le, Abaya says, I'll ask you another question. We'll get back to that. We're just going to finish the conversation. Ula Taimeh, ha de Omer Rabba, lo leisiv inishapuma de lachya. A person should not sit at the doorway or at the opening right by a lechi. Remember the first mission in Erevin? If you have an enclosed alleyway on three sides, the fourth side is right next to the street, we put a lechi or a korah up to create a hefsek. Right? Hecker or the other suggestions of the Gemara. So the Gemara suggests, Rabba suggests, don't sit right by that doorway. Because what's going to happen? Let's say I'm sitting right by the doorway and I'm reading. Or I'm holding a ball. And all of a sudden the book or the ball falls out the wrong way, falls out to the street. So I might come and pick it up from outside. Dilma migneder lechefet vasi lasuye. I might come to bring it in. Right, see in parentheses? Is the issue Dalan Amos or Shizar Rabin, or is this or bringing it back into the alleyway? Bringing it back into the alleyway might only be an Issa D'Rabbanan. So maybe that's why it's the other girsa of Dalai Lamas. But either way, you see, they're worried. The Chazal say, you shouldn't sit at the edge. The Hakan Hani Nashi, the Shaklin Chitzvayu, and these women that go with their, take their jugs, the Aslan and they go, the Yasana Puma de Mavua, they sit at the opening of the Mavu, Vlo Amrina Lovlo Midi. So you see, there too. You're telling me you have the problem with the case of the dancing and the clapping. What about this case also? They don't listen. Ella Hanach Lahem Li Yisrael. Leave the Jewish people alone. Muta Shogigin Va'al Yumazidin. Muta, better that they're shogigs and not tell them so much, because they're not going to listen anyway. So better that they're shogigs. Va'al Yumazidin. Hachanami. That's what we say over there by the Mavui. So Hachanami. Hanach Lahem Li Yisrael. Muta Shogigin Va'al Yumazidin. So to hear, it's better not to tell them, because they're not going to listen anyway. Right? We had last week's Parsha, the Mitzvah of Tochacha. This is a major limit on the mitzvah of tochacha. There is a mitzvah d'oraisa of ochiach tochiach, but if they're not going to listen, vadai, if they're vadai not going to listen, sometimes, not always, as we'll see, sometimes we apply the principle of better that they don't know. Mutav shishogin. Okay, there is so much to discuss here. Let's at least start going back. Let's go in order. So the first issue that was brought up was the Mishnah. The Mishnah later on, of Ein Metabchen and Ein Merakdin. So we have to talk about this here, because the famous Tosfos, we're going to make it famous right now, is right here. Tosfos says, Dimer Maschel Tznan, well, Bizman Azeh, nobody is fixing instruments. If something breaks, nobody's going to fix instruments. And if I'm clapping, I'm going to come to fix an instrument? Come on. We don't do that. So Bizman Azeh, it's Mutter. That's Tosfos. Miulidi Dun, Shari, Tadavka B'Yemeyen, Shayivaki and Lasos Kleishir. Shayach Lemigzar. In those days where they were experts in fixing musical instruments, it's Shayach to be Gozer. Ava Lidi Don, Einonu Bekiyin, Lasos Kleishir. But here we're not Bekiyin. See, therefore, says Tosfos, because the reason does not apply anymore, the Gzera does not apply anymore. Says the Beis Yosef in Simen Shin Lamid Tes, it must be Tosfos is comparing it to what? Tosfos is comparing it. Let me just get the Beis Yosef. Tosfos is comparing it. V'yafal gav. Didn't we learn in Meseches Beitza earlier on Daf Hey? We forgot already. Afal pisha bat la tam lo bat la gzeira. The kazim of Darvish v'minyan tzorach minyan acher lahatiro. It must be that Tosfos is comparing this to mayim gluyim. To what Tosfos said earlier, back on Daf Hey. And that is davav, Tosfos said. The revealed water case. Right, Bizman Azeh, you allowed to drink revealed water that was left overnight. So the Tosfos says there, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Shulchan Aruch quotes, because we don't have snakes, Bizman Azeh, depositing venom in our liquid, so therefore there is no Isser D'Rabbanan of drinking Mayim Gluyim. That is what Tosfos says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes that. But the Beis Yosef here says, I'm sorry, but I don't think our case is like the Mayim Gluyim case. I don't think so. I beg to differ, Tosfos. But he quotes, and he quotes the Maharik. The Maharik Kolon, who quotes in Sharish Tes, I'm getting ahead of myself. The Beis Yosef says you can't compare the cases. Why? The case of Mayim Gluyim, you know what the pshat is? That even in the days of Chazal, in a case where snakes weren't prevalent, they didn't make a gzera. That's what it means, that Bizman Azeh, where snakes aren't prevalent, it's not that the reason doesn't apply anymore. Even originally, if they didn't make a low-plug Zera across the board in every case, state, place in the world. No, even then, where snakes weren't prevalent, so it was mutter. That's why it's mutter today, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Heter, even though the Vilna Gaon doesn't like the Heter. The Vilna Gaon is very machmer about Mayim Gluyim, even Bizman Azeh. But says the Beis Yosef, in our case about clapping, that was a Zera across the board originally. How could Tosfos say it's mutter today, even though the reason doesn't apply? And then he says, I'll bring you a raya. The Maharik says, and the post can quote this Maharik, that on Simchas Torah, there's no Isser. Because of Kavanah Torah, clap all you want, dance all you want, do whatever you want. That's what, because of Kavanah Torah. What do you see from that Maharik? That the Isser is Chayvakayim. You have a separate heter on Simchas Torah, but the Isser is Chai V'Kayim. And that is why the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Lametes does not quote any Heterim. But clapping and dancing and all of that, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote any Heterim. That's it. Ein Metavchin L'Hakos Kaf Al-Kaf, V'lo Metavchin L'Hakos Kaf Al-Yorei, V'lo Meraktin, Gezerah Shem Yisakein Kleishir. It's all Usher. It's all asr. Ulesapi klachar yad mutter. To do it with a shino, it isn't the rabbanu with a shino. Okay, that's why some people you see clap backwards, right? Front of the hand to the back of the hand because of this, the Shulchan Aruch. So if we stop here, we'll leave it as a tzorach yinan tosis. The only problem is, or maybe it's not a problem, the Rama quotes tosis. The Rama quotes the heter of tosis right here, sitting in Shin Lamites. The Yeshomrin, the Bizman, Hazeh, Hakol, Shari. Everything's mutter today. The Enonu Bakiyah Basiyas Kleshir. The Lekal Migzar Shemi Yisak and Kleshir. The Milsa de Loshriyaklu, the Efsha Shalzeh Nogul Hakabakol. And based on this, people are knowing. So is that Lashon at the end of the Rama a Bidiyavid Lashon? And this is why the minhag is to be mekel. So that's not so clear. All the achronim are already bothered by Tosfos, and Memela, they're bothered why the Rama quotes it. Right, generally, the Beis Yosef is right. That's a problem. Ramosha Feinstein in the Chelik Beis Simon Kuf wonders how Tosfos could say this, and he says, L'chad chila, we should be machra like the Shulchan Aruch. Again, the Rama has a bidyeved, and it's okay. But how could Tosfos quote this? Just get rid of the Issur d'Rabbanan. So just one ha'ara, I didn't see the post can mention this, but I think we mentioned this in the past, and that is, Tosfos never said that you're allowed to play musical instruments today. Tosfos didn't say that. What did Tosfos say? The clapping and the dancing. That's already an extension. What's the ikar Issur d'Rabbanan? Playing a musical instrument, you can't because you might come to be Misakin Kleshir. Then there's the extension Issur d'Rabbanan. And that is clapping. Well, you don't even have a musical instrument in front of you. So maybe that's, if you think about that, is that a logical extension? Okay, the rabbis did it, so we accept it. But that's a huge chiddush to say, Shema Yisakein Klei Shir, and therefore, you know, in the case where there is no musical instrument. So maybe that's all Tosfos is doing. Tosfos is knocking out the extension. Tosfos never says you can play a musical instrument today. That's not the context of Tosfos. So at least maybe that helps a little bit. All the achronim are bothered. How could Tosfos say this? He didn't knock out the Issur d'Rabbanan. He knocked out the extension of the Issur d'Rabbanan, which is already on shaky ground. So that's what he allowed. Again, you still have the problem. You might say, how could you get rid of the extension? But it does help a little bit, at least logically, why Tosfos would knock that out in our case. Okay, but again, this is a very crucial issue discussing the sugya of Davar Shebeminyan. Number one. Number two, the sugya of Mutav Shei Shogeges. Let's continue one more line, and then we'll talk about that sugya. Says the Gemara, remember, don't say, because it's better that they don't know. Vihani mili b'drabanan. This is only by the Isurei d'rabanan. By Isurei d'rabanan, you don't have to tell them. Or maybe, if you don't have to tell them, maybe you shouldn't tell them. It works the same. Just like if you can tell them, you have to tell them. Aval b'daraisa lo. The Gemara first says, maybe by Yisurei d'oraisa you have to tell them. Come on, it's a din d'oraisa. V'lo hi, why would that be? Why would I have to tell them if I know they're not going to listen? The Gemara is about to reject this, but why would that be? It says a big question in the sugya, in the mitzvah of ochech tochiyah chazam isecha. The pashtus is that it's all about the receiver of the tochacha. I'm trying to get him to come back to the good, to stop what he's doing, and therefore I have to give tochacha. But there is another element to tochacha, and that is mitzad de mochiach. I have an obligation to register a protest. If there's this avera going, if they're not going to listen, I shouldn't do it, but mitzidi. That's why the Rav Elchanan, he said when he went and he saw Chil Shabbos for the first time, he didn't scream at them. You know what Rav Elchanan did? He just said it to himself, Shabbos, 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 because he's registering it for him. He doesn't want it to affect himself. He knows the other people aren't going to listen. So that's not his chiyuv, but if she's shoging it, or even if they're not shoging, if they're not going to listen. So tochacha has something mitzad de mochiach, not just the mitzad de muchach. And therefore we have to remember that. So sometimes, even whether it's not going to work, I still might have a chiyuv to register my protest. Vilohi, and then the Gemara says, just by the way, we don't hold of that. Lo shtar b'daraisa, lo shtar b'drabanan. Lo amrina luhu v'lo midri. Even by daraises, we will apply the principle of mutav shei shogegin. Where do you see that? Another halachic context. Daha tosefes yom kippur daraisa. Tosefes yom kippur is a mitzvah daraisa. The achli v'shasu asher hashecha. And those same women are eating and drinking all the way till nighttime. Well, I'm reading about media. We see we don't say anything to them. How could that be? It must be even by Dalraises that we say, Mutav Shei Shogegin, Fa'al Yom Ezitin. Again, two other Shas topics. On this daf, you have at least three Shas topics, right? We had Tzchita, I guess, as a Shas topic too. We had the sugya of Gzeiris Rabbanan, and now we have Mutav Shishogin. Let's talk about that first. Go in order. Mutav Shishogin says the Gemara Lamaskana, even by Isurei De'oraisa, if you know they're not going to listen, we say Mutav Shishogin. Says the Rush right here, only if Bivadai you know that they are not going to listen. Vadai. Right, v'hani midi diadina bevadi lo makabli minon, avo b'midi delo yadinon mechayvinon limchos biyadam. But obviously, something that they might listen to, so then you have to mention it, says the Rush. And then the Rush continues, kasav bal ha'itur, says the itur, dafka b'midi da'asi midrasha. Even when the maskana is that even by daraisa you have to say something, that doesn't mean psukim and chumash. That means something that's learned that from a drasha. Kigo tosefes inui di yomaki purim. Avo b'midi d'ksiva ba'oraisa? Behedya? A pasuk in chumish? Machinan buhu, v'yanshinan buhu, ad deparshi. You have to do all you can in order for them to separate. Again, you have to read this in light of the earlier rush. If they're still not going to listen, it might just have be a law of diminishing returns. So we like to say that it's just going to lead them even further away from Yad. So, and where is this quoted in Shulchan Aruch? It's quoted in Hilchos Yom Kippur. That's where this is. In Simen Taf Reish Ches. The Shulchan Aruch says, those women that eat all the way until nighttime, don't say anything. That's the Shulchan Aruch quotes. And then the Ramah says, V'huadim b'chol d'var iser, amin emutav shishogav ayim ezidin, v'davka she'enu mefurish b'torah. Rush b'shem bala itur. Hardav, right here, quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Only so that's a mefurish b'torah. Ava bishu daraisa. Ava mefurish b'torah, mochid b'yadam. But then he says, I just noticed this, it's fascinating, that the Rush's order was, even if you know they're not going to listen, then you have to, don't say it. And then he quotes the Itur that says, but by Daraisa you have to. So you might have gotten the impression from reading that Rush, that if it's Daraisa, even if they're not going to listen, you have to say something. The Shulchan Aruch flips the two. The Ramah. The Ramah quotes the Itur, if it's Daraisa, before you have to say it. And then he quotes the first half of the Rush, V'im yodeya she'in dvarev nishmayim lo yomar barabim lo chichan rak pamachas. He limits it. He says, one time if you think to register of a lo yarbe betachachos v'achar she'yodeya shal ish bo'elav. That's what he says. In private, maybe it's different, but not for sure. Barabim, that's his limit, based on the Nemuk Yosef in Yevamos. That is, again, a very big topic. The sugya mutav shishogin, and one has to, we have to really understand every case, whether something's going to have positive results or negative results. Just to get, again, this is all over the poskim, just to give you one example. One example, Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Chelek Beis Simin Lamed Vav, in Arachayim. Somebody asked, doesn't say what year this is from. A Rav asked, he says, should I be announcing before Tzkios that nobody should talk after the bracha during the Tzkios because, it's a hefsik? I know my tzibur is not going to listen. They're not going to be able to handle the whole Rosh Hashanah Musaf by not talking. So maybe I shouldn't even announce it. That was the Shaila that was asked Rav Moshe. That was the Shaila. He says, Harbe anashim pshutim sheyodeh shelo yishvu l'achraza v'yafsiku she'echad amar sheyoser tov shelo yachrizu k'dei sheyishogin v'lo mezidin. Umalas kvodo ta'an, the questioner said, t'chi b'shvil chash zeh lo yumudu la'olam shum dinim. So until, let's say somebody's not going to listen to any words of Torah. So you should never teach them anything? So, Ein L'davar Sof, the questioner said. So, V'nira Pashut says, Rav Moshe, that it depends on the context. If you're in a teaching context, then obviously teach them everything. If you're giving a shiur, let's say you're giving a shiur to people who are just becoming, from, they're still Mechalei Shabbos, and you're in a teaching setting. Wait, now I want to tell them about Shabbos? Of course you tell them about Shabbos. If it's in a teaching setting, the issue is not in front of you, so of course teach them everything. The sugya mutav shishogin, says Rav Moshe, a yisod gadol, is only b'shas maisa. The avera is being done at this moment. Do I say something? So even if I just gave a shiur on Hilchos Shabbos and they were there, and they leave the shul and they drive away from the shul, that's not the time. Because they're still in the world of the kid, they don't accept it yet. So Rav Moshe says, but in a case where they're not going to listen b'shas maisa, don't say it. So if he thinks that, what's that? I'll get to that in a second. But if he thinks that they're not going to listen at all, then don't. If you think, though, says Rav Moshe, that there are some people in the shul that will listen, then you have to announce it. If you can't go to them privately and tell them. But then in the second paragraph of Rav Moshe says, and anyway, what are we talking about to be mafsik? What, after the first 30? That's all a minhag anyway. Right, your Yotze Mikra did by the first 30. So what are you worried about, says your Moshe? Now they're gonna come to think that it's a din, and they're violating the din, and they're gonna throw everything away, because they can't even keep the din, even though it's just a minhag. So your Moshe says, you gotta be very careful that this question, you know, might not even be a question, because it's all about a minhag, not even about a din. Okay. Important discussion of Avraham Moshe. Eating on Erev Yom Kippur, again, a major topic. Just to mention one thought. We had a Daf Be'in share about this a number of years ago, I think, about, feel free to look in the archives. And we're going to talk about it again, Rav Hashem, in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Emor and Parsha's Shir. We're going to talk about it again on Wednesday, Be'ezus Hashem. But just one Ha'ara that the Torah Tamima has in this week's Parsha. And that is, there's a major chakira about the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Is it a din of hachana? Is it a din of su'udas yantif, possibly? An amazing formulation of the Shari Tshuva, which again, as we'll talk about tomorrow night. But a nafgamina, a question discussed by the achronim, is what about women? Do women have the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? And that is, the Gemara here is talking about a case where they wouldn't hold up the seventh yantif, they'd eat the whole day. And these women don't stop. It's the Torah Tamima. Generally, women are even more spiritual than men. And they're more, you know, frumkeit-wise, you know, they're shasani kirtzona. What's the pshat? That they are more naturally spiritual and connected to God. And we need a lot more mitzvahs to keep us in check and to keep us connected to Hashem. So why would these women go into Yom Kippur stuffing their faces? It's so hard to imagine. Women Yom Kippur? Says the Torah Tamima, you know why? Because it must be that there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So they'd be machmer on that mitzvah. That's what it must be. So he thinks this Gemara is a raya to that side of the Chakira. That women must be obligated in the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Or else why would they be eating so close to Yom Kippur? Come on, women are more spiritually naturally. So that's what he says. It must be that is a raya to that sugya. Okay, vayter. Says the Gemara. Umaschiler barema. Oh, one other point. That is a very interesting shita, and that is, it says, the Gemara here says, Tosefes Yom Kippurim is a mitzvah d'araisa. How long? How long is the mitzvah of Tosefes? How long is the mitzvah of Tosefes? Tosefes says, it must be there's some shear, but we don't know what the shear is. Tosefes says, upirish hatosefes lo huvra, upirish hatosefes lo huvra hashir, v'lakach yish lizor lahafsik mi bod yom. Tosefes doesn't give a shear. Just be mafsik mi bod yom. Stop. So our minhag is 18 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever the minhag is. So the Rishonim don't mention any source. The Ritva right here quoted in the Shita Mekubetz says, half an hour. Chatzi Shah, one of the Rishonim, right here, the Ritva and the Shita right here quotes, half an hour. That's the shear for. We don't do that most places, besides Yerushalayim and the like, but that's a daya in the Rishonim. Vaita, umaschilin barim es ateven. Back to the last line of the Mishnah. Remember we had the stira. You could start gathering from the pile of straw, but not from the wood. So, Amar of Kahana Zoso Meres Maschilin Bozer Tchila, the first line, that last line, the first half sounds like that you're allowed to take from an undesignated area in your backyard. Mani Rabbi Shimini Delesle Muksa. That first line sounds like Rabbi Shimon. Amos Sefer, the next line, Avaloba Ezem Shimon Muksa, Sala Rabbi Yehuda Disle Muksa. Stira. So the Gemara says, really, it's like Rabbi Shimon, that there's no Muksa. But the second half is talking about something that even Reb Shimon would agree to. Hacha ba'arziv ashuchi eskidia. We're talking about fancy type of lumber. The muksa machmas chesser and kiss. The afila Reb Shimon moda. Remember, Reb Shimon holds of serious muksas. So he would agree. That's one version. Or, ika the masila say for the opposite of a lobe ezim shimon muksa. Amrav kahano zo samaras emas kilibosa tchila. The last one of the Mishnah sounds like Reb Yehuda. Mani Rabbi Yehuda he de isle muksa ema resha maskin marim as a tevin. The first half asla Rabbi Shimon de lesle muksa. So which is it? The Gemara says really it's Rabbi Yehuda and hasa betivna sarya. And the resha is on the case of rotting or decaying straw, which you're not going to use for anything else. So it's roi, it's automatically roi. Tivna sarya chazi latino. What do you mean? You can still use it for cement. De isle kotsev. No, it has thorns in it. So the only thing it's roi for is for firewood. So even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that is a mucha. Just one final, very interesting question Rosh Shlomo Zalman has right here in the Mincha Shlomo. This wood that you have in your backyard is only designated, meaning, or undesignated, is muksa for a certain amount of time. You're going to use it at a certain point. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman asks a number of cases about, I'm not sure, is this muksa, asks Rosh Shlomo Zalman? What muksa? If something is set aside for a certain amount of time, but you're going to use it eventually, is that called muksa? So for example, are your Pesach kalim muksa the rest of the year? Hey, are your winter clothes muksa during the summer? They have no use. Ask Rav Shlomo Zalman. Kama hu asher, what's the shear? Hamaksa tevin lezman aruch yeshal zeshe muksa shel otsar. Tzarechi in mahu shear. V'chi elokeach b'dei chorev u'matmidam l'meshach lo'i me'akai, it's welcome yuchad. Neba dasa lo'tziyam. He doesn't think it's usher, but he's just wondering out loud. It says, Kelim Yuchadim LePesach. V'chein, let's say it's Shabbos HaGadol, and you have matzah that's muchan for the Seder. Okay, there's a minhag not to eat it. There's not Erev Pesach, but there's a din not to eat matzah. But Shabbos HaGadol, could you use it for Lech HaMishnah? Right, if you're going to use that. V'tzarechi, so he says he has all of these sveikas. He doesn't answer the question. He just wonders if you have, is there a certain amount of time if something is put away for, how do you define muksa? Okay. They might relate to the chakira that we've had in terms of chesa gavra, in terms of how do you look at muksa. It inherently is not muksa, right? It's usable, but it's just amakse midaita. Vaiter, eino tuleza b'nam sukka, elamanasa mechlo. A person is not, we're not allowed to take wood from sukkah. Rashi says, it's talking about Pesach and Shavuos, not on sukkahs. Somebody has a hut, a shack on Yontif, you can't take wood off of it. But just min hasamech lo. We think this means that if it has a thick roof, is that what we're talking about? Right? Or a thin roof, meaning min hasamech lo, if it's all the way on top of your roof, you could take it, but not otherwise. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Maishna min hasukkah delo, to kasasar Allah, why can't you take it off of the roof of your hut? Because you're demolishing. You're being soser ohel, which is an iser on Shabbos and Yantif, mena samach lanamika saser ohala. No, if it's samach also, isn't that also destroying? So, two answers. Amar Yudam or Shmuel, my samach litfanos. Answer number one is maybe samach doesn't mean anything on the roof. You're right. Anything on the roof would be considered demolishing. But if you have extra pieces of wood leaning against your walls, that's mutter to take. Because that's not part of the structure. That's samach. Rav Menashe Amar, if you look at him, b'shein samach l'tfanos. No, even if it's on top, it's mutter. Kitanya hi b'isur yasa. What if you have a bundle that's tied up? That's on top. You put it there to dry. Remember we had cases in Sukkah about using this for schach. So, in that case, maybe there, that's not called soser, because that was never part of the structure. It's clearly just up there as a separate unit. Tanya, Rav Chiya bar Yosef Kamed, Rav Yochanan, Rav Chiya quoted the Brisa, a nozlan esem and a muksa elman asamach lo, Rav Shimon Matir. He quoted the same line as the Mishnah, but he added, Rav Shimon allows you to take min asukkah. Vishavin, v'sukkah zachag b'chag sh'asura, but not on sukkahs. If it's sukkahs chag b'chag, then even Rav Shimon would agree it's asur, because that's huksa l'mitzvah, so. V'im hisna alea, kol l'fitzno. But if you make a t'nai originally, the t'nai helps. We'll have to see what the line is going on. But let's talk about the previous sheet. Rav Shimon Matir. Rav Shimon allows you to take the etzim in asukkah. Fokas asurala. What are you talking about? Rav Shimon doesn't hold a muksa, but he holds a stiras ohel. That's a malacha. So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, kaka b'sukkah no felis askina. No, we're talking about a sukkah that fell down already. A sukkah that fell down. Rabbi Shimon l'taimei, to less lay muksa. And this is Rabbi Shimon's reasoning. You're right, it was huksa l'mitzvah, so when it was part of the sukkah, or, right, when it was, you're not allowed to break it, so it's muksa machmas iser, but once it fell down, it's okay, he doesn't hold of migudis katsoi. Titania, moser hashem and shebener v'shebekara, the leftover oil after the candle goes out, usser. Titania kamol's usser, because it's huksa, limits huksa muksa machmas iser, Rabbi Shimon matir. Rav Shimon is matir, and just like Rav Shimon allows you to benefit from the leftover oil, so too he allows you if the sukkah falls down. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, me dummy, could you compare the cases? Here's a crucial line in Hilchas Muksa: Hasam Adam Yoshevu Mitzape Emasai Techabe Nero. In the case of the leftover oil, a person knows there's always leftover oil. That's why Rav Shimon doesn't think that's muksa. Hacha Adam Yoshevu Mitzape Emasai Tipo Sukaso. But as a person say, oh, I can't wait till the sukkah falls down. It's a sukkah. So, no, even if Rav Shimon allows the extra oil, maybe he would say this is muksa. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Racham Bar Yisla Kacha B'sukkah Re'ua Askinan. We must be talking about a dilapidated sukkah that you know is probably going to fall down. Demei Esmol Daiti Lavei. But you're right, in a chinami. What is the maskan of this Gemara? In according to Rav Shimon, who's Meiko, if it's a case of Eino Yoshev Umitzape Masayavo, he'll agree to that as Muksa. The only cases that he says is Mutter is Yoshev Umitzape Masayavo. Yoshev Umitzape, when I'm gonna, be able to partake of it. Vaiter. Vishavim Besuk as a Hagbachashi Asura. Here we go. The Sugya of Muksa Machmas Mitzvah. Everybody agrees. Even Rav Shimon agrees that a sukkah on sukkahs is aser. But you can make a tznai. Umi mahani but tznai. Can you really make a tznai? Can you make a tznai on your mitzvah to get benefit from it? Vamar Rav Shimon Mishra Rabbi Akiva. Minayin la'atzi sukkah shasur and kol shiva. How do I know that the sukkah wood is aser all 7 days? Shneimar chaga sukkah shiva simim l'Hashem. Right, we have this back in sukkah daftes. V'tani Rabbi Yudav Avaseira Omer. Minayin shekashem shechal shem shemayim ala chagiga. Kachal shem shemayim ala sukkah. How do you know that just like a carbon is off limits, it's kadosh, so too the sukkah, right? One of the examples of the connection between hektish and sukkah, as we discussed at length. Tamalomar chaga sukkah shivas yamim l'Hashem. Machag l'Hashem, afsukkah l'Hashem. Question mark. So you see you can't make any tnayim on a muksa machbas mitzvah. So what does it mean, vihim hisna kol afi tna'o? Amar abanashi, b'rei derava, seif asan l'sukkah da'alma. You're right. That last line of vihim hisna is not going back on these mitzvah, the sukkah shal mitzvah, is going on a stam hut. If you have a stam hut, you can make a condition, even though there is an isra of stiras ohel, but you can make a tnai on it. Avo sukkah de mitzvah, lo mahani ba tna'a. A sukkah de mitzvah, it wouldn't help. The Rabbi Chanan adds, part of the reason why it wouldn't help by a sukkah, shel mitzvah, muktzumachas mitzvah, is because that kedusha comes memela. It's not in your control. You build a sukkah, memela Hashem is mekadesh it. So you can't prevent that. You can prevent that. Right? It's like the sugya of Ein Adam Oser Dover Sheina Shalom. Right? You can't aser something that's yours. That only applies where I aser it. We spoke about it in the Mishir yesterday. I can't make something of yours muksa. Right? To create a buses. But if there's a reality that's out of my control, let's say I mix your milk and meat together and I cook it together. What? You say Ein Adam Oser Dover Sheina Shalom? Of course not. There it's the Dover of a Mela. So here too, says Rabbi Chanan, by a Dover of a Mela I have no control over. I can't make a tnai on that. Period. Says the Gemara, v'sukkah de mitzvah lo, really? You can't make a tnai, v'sukkah de mitzvah v'atanya, but we learned in the Braisa that you can make conditions about your decorations. Sichacha keil chasa. The itra, if you put schach properly. The itra, bikramim, ubisadinim, amitsuyarim, you hung up colorful sheets. V'talaba gozim, shkeidim, afarsikim, v'rimonim, all different types of fruit. Ufarchile, anavim, yeno, shmanim, uslasos, fa'atros, shebakele, shebalim, azlasayim, enan, mosoy, yantavach, and shalchang. You can't, if I put up an orange in my sukkah, I can't eat that orange, the whole sukkahs. Right, the whole yantif, it's off limits. V'im hisna lema kol fi tnai? Question mark. But the Braisa, the Tosefta says you can make a tnai on these decorations. So what do you mean? I thought we just said you can't. So says the Gemara, Abaye v'Rava Dami Shravayu, Ba'omer eini boda mehem kol ben hashmashes, tolochala kedusha alayu. You could prevent. Before sukkah starts, you could say explicitly, I plan to eat that orange on day 4. That you could do. You're not making a tnai on it. You're basically saying that this is only muksa for 4 days. And after that, it's not going to be a mitzvah anymore. It's not that something that still hooks on the mitzvah. So that's what you could prevent it. Aval atse sukkah to chala kedusha alayu is katsoy l'shiva, but not the wood of the sukkah, which is a sukkah for 7 days. It's muksa for 7 days. What's underlying here? There might be a difference between the chefsa shel sukkah and the decorations. The decorations are external. That's an added part to the sukkah. Right, that is not chal shem shemayim on it. Right, so therefore there could be a difference between the difference between the two. Period. Just, I don't want to rush because I want to mention one more point, then we'll finish up these last few lines tomorrow. Why is there such an emphasis on decorating your sukkah? On beautifying it? Right, you think about it more than any other mitzvah. Right, all mitzvahs we try to do beautifully. But, okay, Chanukah. Neir is Chanukah. There's built in Mahadrin, Mahadrin, and Mahadrin. But the sukkah we'll decorate and put up beautiful things. You spend so much time. So I saw the Magali Tzashasi quotes, maybe it's based on the idea of the Gra. The Gra in this week's Parsha. See, really, in Shir, it has to do with this week's Parsha. Remember the Gra? The Gra asks, right, why do we have sukkahs on the Tesvav in Tishrei? So the Torah says, really, it has nothing to do with the 15th of Tishrei. It should be a Nisan, but it should be a Heker that most people are going inside, we're going outside. So Heker L'Shem Mitzvah. That's why it's on 15th of Tishrei. Says the Gra, no. There's an added reason. We know the Bnei Yisrael did the Chet Ha'Egel and Moshe wrote the Luchos on Shavas V'Tamos. He goes back up for 40 days. He comes back down. And he says, I have achieved forgiveness for you. He goes back up again, and he comes back down the second time. I'm sorry, he goes back up, and he gets forgiveness. And then he says, he comes back down, and he asks for forgiveness. You're not destroyed. And then, a third time up, he goes back to get the second luchos. He comes back down after 120 days on Yom Kippur, with the second luchos. What does he do the next day, says the Gra? On the 11th of Tishrei, he starts commanding them about the Mishkan. 12th and the 13th of Tishrei, they bring all of the materials for the Mishkan. Right, Baboker, Baboker. The 14th day of Tishrei, they start building the Mishkan. The 15th, they have the structure and return the Anane HaKavod, which had left by the Chet HaEgel. So the 15th day, that's the day the Anane HaKavod returned. That's why we have Sukkos. Sukkos is Dechot Anane HaKavod. That's the Gra, who works out the amazing dates that's Guve, exactly the day that the Anane HaKavod returned, and that's why Sukkos is that day. So Sukkah is kind of a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel, which we beautified and threw our jewelry on and we made yofi and we danced around it. So maybe that's why we beautify our Sukkah. Because as a tikkun for the whole problems, why we lost out of the HaKavod. So he says that's the as a tikkun for that gra, not for the gra, for the pshat of the gra. Okay, Bishop, tomorrow we'll have to start with Umay Shna, and we have an important tosas towards the bottom. Is there a difference between Huktzah L'mitzvaso and Chal Shem Shamayim al HaSukkah? Which is a difference between an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan. B'ez Hashem we will do, and then B'ez Hashem we will continue tomorrow. Just a heads up, tomorrow B'ez Hashem will be here, but then in the next couple of days we won't be able to give shiur, starting on Thursday, but B'ez Hashem will be up from the last cycle. But tomorrow B'ez Hashem will be here.